And again, a very, very special guest, Arid. Good morning. Good morning, my friend. The Vice President, Governor of Affairs at CBIA. He's been with me before, Connecticut Business and Industry Association. And we're going to talk about Labor Committee approved sweeping paid FMLA legislation. Eric, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Thank you so much for letting me come on again. I'm happy to talk to you.
Well, I tell you, you were terrific the last time, and you're going to be terrific this time. This, I couldn't believe this one when this hit, and I just had a feeling you were going to give us a call.
Yeah, I mean, this is amazing. So the Labor Committee took final action the other day on two bills, not even just one, two bills that would create a massive new unsustainable program in the state of Connecticut that is going to require every worker in this state to give a 0.5% of their paycheck to fund a new entitlement program that's going to be insolvent almost immediately. And, you know, we're stunned by it.
Eric, you know what I can't understand? Why is it? Why is it here in Connecticut that with labor, this happens, and it's just something that people take for granted? I don't understand it.
Yeah, well, I think that they're very energized. The progressive members of the legislature, they picked up a lot of seats, and I think that they believe that as a result of that, they're going to put forward whatever proposals they like, and they have very little interest in negotiating out some of these things to make sure that these programs actually work well for the businesses that have to ultimately implement them. You know, it's unfortunate. I wish they would at least have the decency to make sure that these programs are sustainable and don't turn into another long-term liability for the state of Connecticut.
How do we attack this? How do you think we can do it? We've got to do something. We cannot just let these things go and go and go. Honest.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is that when they talk about, the other side talks about programs like this, they sound great to the average person. You know, for a portion of their pay, they're going to be able to have up to 12 weeks every single year to take care of their own or a family member's illness and receive 100% of their pay, which should be capped at $1,000. Now, that sounds great, except for the fact that it is completely unsustainable. Other states have looked at similar programs like this, and they don't offer nearly the benefits being promised in this type of program, and that's helped them keep these programs solvent. I mean, again, not many states have it, and many of them are relatively new, so we'll see how long-term, how solvent they are, but, you know, we really need to curtail this and make this a workable program. Well, businesses, particularly small businesses in the state, are going to be devastated.
Eric, can you further delineate the economic impact on small businesses or other companies? And when you say small businesses, the employees, the number of employees that constitute a small business?
Yeah, well, so this bill applies to every business in the state. Mm-hmm. So even if you have one employee, you fall under this new mandate. So you not only in unpaid FMLA, which is what's on the books now and has been on the books for many, many years, that applies to businesses with 50 or more employees. So all those businesses with less than 50 employees are going to have this major learning curve about how to deal with family and medical leave. And now that it's paid, there's a greater incentive for people to take longer periods of time out of work. So imagine you're a shop of, I don't know, five or six people. You know, everyone wears multiple hats in that shop. There's multiple things. And then one of those people is out of the workplace every single year for up to 12 weeks a year. That's devastating. That is not something that you can just easily work around or have someone pick up the extra work out of the workplace. Yeah, but the business has to keep providing that person who's out of the workplace, you know, expensive non-wage benefits, health insurance, dental insurance, you know, keep paying unemployment taxes on that person, workers' compensation taxes. This is a financial, to get around this new cost. I see potential job loss. I see more and more automation happening. You know, that it's the thing that keeps creeping up. They don't see. All of a sudden you go into a fast food restaurant and there's, you know, you're giving your order at a kiosk or, you know, at a chain restaurant. Maybe you're paying your bill with a kiosk on your table. I mean, these things are creeping up on us. And, you know, if we don't stop enacting policies like that, we're going to inhibit all the growth that we've been seeing lately.
Eric, again, thank you. Every time that you have been with us, okay, you have really laid it right out there. And the thing that disappoints me the most of all, and it hits me every day, is that we've got to follow through. We cannot just tell the stories, because I'll tell you something right now. We are in a situation now in Connecticut where we really have to stand up to survive what we want to survive. We really do.
That's absolutely.